Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. It's the Sabbath. Where else would the Jews of Capernaum be? They went to the synagogue. It's the Sabbath. Some were sleepy, some were having great weariness surrounding them. Some were in irritable moods, and some had been bickering with their kids. But it's the Sabbath. Where else would they be? Some were excited, and some were joy-filled, and some were ready. And where else would they be? It's the Sabbath. They emerge from different paths, varieties of experiences, differing emotions and differing mental statuses. They come out of habit, or because it's expected, or because it's the thing to do, or because their family said they needed to be there, or because they wanted the scribes to see them there. They sang. They were part of the liturgy. They listened. It's the Sabbath. Where else would they be? That particular morning, they look up, and there's a guest preacher. His name is Jesus of Nazareth, and the only way he could be there is that he had been asked. You see, it's the Sabbath, and they're there. And so they get up, and they're like, okay, a guest preacher. Oh, well. And others, though, began to look and check out his bio. And they started to whisper. And so Jesus stands up, and he starts to talk, and he starts to teach, and something catches their attention. It's not just the ideas or the vocabulary that he's using. It's something fresh. It's something innovative. It's something about his presence. Their attention is held. They sit up a little taller. They pay attention. Even the bored teenagers begin to think, oh, maybe there's something here. This man has authority. There's a substance that folks around them really can't explain. They don't know what to say. And so some are like whispering, wow. And others are turning to their neighbor and showing the note that they wrote in their bulletin. Something extraordinary is beginning to happen, and then...
Hey, what do you
want? Wait, that doesn't happen every week. And really, the people are like, that really doesn't happen every week. Be quiet, Jesus says. Many of the folks were thinking that themselves. He just needed to be quiet. This isn't right. And then come out of him. And no sooner had Jesus said that than the man convulsed and the evil spirit came out. A teaching. It's a Sabbath that they won't soon forget. So, what was this Jesus teaching about? Well, let's look at the scriptures, because in each of the Gospels, the scriptures, the story, the teaching of Jesus starts in a different way. The first public acts of Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew is the Sermon on the Mount. He goes out and the people are sitting on the hillside, and he stands up and he begins to teach in a sermon. In Luke, it's a well-received homily until, see if you remember this, They realize that he's saying things that are a bit out of the ordinary, and he walks through them and they try to push him over the side of the cliff. In John, the beginning of the public ministry of Jesus has to do with a sign of abundance, where he turns water into wine. And in Mark, it is the story of an exorcism, and it reveals a boundary-breaking God. What is this Jesus teaching? So we have to go back to the beginning of Mark. And the beginning of Mark says this: the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, Son of God. Good news. Gospel. Agape love. Jesus is teaching a new teaching about agape love. Now, we may not know what agape love is. It's the Hebrew or the Greek word for love, but Greek has three words for love. And this word, agape love, is one that I'm going to explain a little bit to you. Now, Martin Luther King Jr. talked about it in one of his teachings. In a book that I'm reading, he shares some of this about what it means. Agape love. It's an understanding, a redeeming of goodwill for all. There's no distinction between enemy and friend. It's not discriminatory. It's not weak. It has action and it restores community. So agape love is loving everybody and showing that we love everybody. So what's Jesus teaching? Jesus teaching this good news, this new teaching of agape love, of good news, of gospel, of living differently, of being transformed. Because you see, agape love is the only thing that can hold us together. It basically, as I was thinking about it, comes to this question of why. What is your passion? What causes you to be here on a Sunday morning? What causes you to live as God wants you to? How are we living and sharing the good news of Jesus Christ here at Grace United Church of Christ? How are we living that agape love? And so we ask the question, why? What is your passion? Why? What are the challenges that you hear that face you? My why, my passion, why do I do this? Well, it has to do with the unconditional love that I was taught as a child. It has to do with that agape love, that love of even when I did something that was really bad, or even if I didn't want to do something, or even if I was acting like a bickery little kid with my sisters, or a teenager that was putting on airs, or being grouchy, or even when I wasn't what God had called me to be. My passion was that unconditional love, that it was taught to me. So, what is your passion? What is your why? Why do you need to follow this new teaching, this teacher with authority? And so what is Jesus teaching? He is teaching about love. Why should we listen? Why should we share our why? Why? What is this about? What makes us any different from the person on the street? So this week, as I was thinking about this authority, this teaching, this love, two young 15-year-olds were killed by a gun by another 15-year-old who had been bullied, who might have had some mental health issues. How? Why? What are we doing to share that agape love so that other young people don't go into schools and shoot them because they've been bullied, or because they're hurting, or because they have hate in their hearts. There's too much hate in our world. How are we living this why of agape love? There's too many people not living out of justice. How are we living out of justice? So one way that I'm going to do that is on the 3rd and 4th of April, right after Easter, there's a bus that's going to be, four buses that are going to be going from the state of Ohio by the National Council of Churches and the Ohio Council of Churches and the Ohio Conference of the United Church of Christ is beginning to help. And we're going to take a bus and go into Washington, D.C. for the Act Now to stand against racism. I'm going to begin coming out of my comfort zone and living the agape love. What are you going to do? How are you going to share that new teaching of love and authority? You see, there are really too many people that aren't living out of love. There's way too many opioids in our world, in our state, in our city. I just learned that Fairfield County is going to be part of a national TV show about opioids. That's not what we want to be known for. How are we living the passion of our why, of agape love? How are we living the teaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news? Because you see, I think when we step up and we live that passionate, unconditional love of Jesus Christ, we begin to live our why. We begin to live it and teach it and be transformed in transforming others. You see, that's what teaching with authority is. It's the synagogue. It's the Sabbath. Why are you here? Hear the new teaching, the teaching with authority. Stand up. Live out agape love. Amen.